Now he said in verse 19, against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Now, if this were followed, I think it would keep down a great deal of gossip and misunderstanding and strife today. And if this was followed not only by the pastor, but by every member of the church, that you would not let somebody whisper into your ear the gossip concerning the pastor unless it's proven. And the important thing is always get the facts before you begin to talk. That is very important. And then the chances are the best thing is after you get the facts is not use it to scatter abroad a scandal, but to try to correct it. And that means you'd have to go to the proper authorities for that. Therefore, the accusation must be given between more than one witness to two or more witnesses. And I've always figured that if two people knew it, chances are there was some more that knew it also. And we read verse 20, them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. Now make sure you get the facts. But after you get the facts and you find out that a leader has sinned, he's to be rebuked. And the question arises, is this to be done publicly? Well, I believe that when a member of a church sins and it does not concern the congregation, that it should never be brought out into the open, nor should it be confessed there. But when a leader of the church, an officer in the church, sins, and the facts are ascertained, and it has hurt the church, then I think it's time to call names. And it may be time to drop names, and a name dropper here would mean to drop his name from the roll of the church, because a church can be hurt that way. Now, will you notice, it says in verse 21, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Now, he is to treat everyone alike. Now, here may be a leader in the church, and this man may be a man of means, wealthy. And he may be a man that has been good to the pastor. He may have, you know, bought him a suit of clothes, or he may have helped him buy a new car, or something like that. Well, the pastor feels, well, he's just not inclined to want to bring a charge against that man. Now, Paul is saying here, and this is good for today, that you're not to show any partiality in the church. And you remember James does that. And I think one of the sins sometimes of us preachers is to say, oh, did you know that Mr. So-and-so is a member of my church, and he's a very wealthy man, and he's an outstanding man? Well, that in and of itself is showing partiality. The very thing that he's saying that there should not be shown partiality in dealing with the sins.